I mentioned last time, we mentioned two separate timings for the book. Now, one is the shot in the head, the shot in the head, will be applied to Melech HaKum, not to Melech Yisrael, because by Melech HaKum, How can they say that the Malachim is having more Shalom? So the answer is, he doesn't mean more Shalom than a title. He's a Bible. What he means is that Allah of Kiddush, Shalom. It's under his control, it's coming. And then so we have our law here, Kibush, the Gemara says that Akum the Akum knows the way of the Eldi Tichet. How do we know the beginning of Kibush, Akum the Israel? So the Gemara gives the Teret, Yashalayah, by using the Shem. There is a deal of Kibush of Yisrael in the Akum, because that is of a fortune. So it's a lot of Kibush of Yisrael in the Kibush of Yisrael in the Akum. So, of Yisrael, and the Akum is Kibush, a Malchus, can have kibbutz even without Muhammad. And then there is a law of Muhammad, but that a law of Muhammad, of the but there is no Zakotu of kibbutz of Yisrael in Israel. Of Yisrael in Israel. So of course one could say, since there is a law of kibbutz. So maybe this is going to go Yisroel is Yisroel. Yisroel is Yisroel. If an Akum has a Kiyach Kibush over in Yisroel, we don't go have a Kiyach Kibush. We could say that, but it's not Mucha. So take the Kiyach Kibush, no. The reason there's a Kosovo by Yisman is heavy that Akum is Yisroel having a Kiyach Kibush, but Yisroel is Yisroel does not have a Kiyach Kibush. So this is a sharp statement. Not that this means because in the moment your whole land belongs to him. In the Republic, certainly. I mean, the land does not belong to him. And still there is a lot of it applies only to humanity and not to the Republic. So this is what this is meaning. It's under his control. And if you know Hebrew, the Yochalim alim was that he said, that guy has a seminar. Some of the things you have been heavier, Shor Shalei, the Yochalim alim. So he also he's been in the game. So what it means is, heavier means like square top. So I mean, so they have certain certain rights were delegated to them. So the major from the Malchus of the state had it also the same thing. But it's based upon the dynasty. Now that's one time for the Aloha of the Malchus. Then the Rajbah. Because the Aloha bin Malchut of Dine applies only to the Malchut that has the approval of the people. The Malchut by the people, of the people, for the people. The Dine Malchut of Dine applies to any
it can be an autocratic government, it can be... So in ancient times, what was the cement? What was the cement? That the people, the Le'am Dinek, gave their approval for the Melech, if the Mazbeya of the Melech had certain... It was... Sometimes it might have been a better... people than the vote today sometimes. But whatever the reason, so as long as the Le'am Dinek indicated their approval, one way or the other, so then he had a deal of Malchus. But he did not need the approval of the people, so then he does not have a deal of Malchus, the Rambam says. So it's a Chaburalist thing. So it's a Chaburalist thing. So the Rashbam says, the Bulbat for that, and hey, why do you say deal of Malchus the Dineh? Because cold of a Shabim on the Israeli child. So he first needs the violin to stipulate on the name of the name over his own property. So the melee, he saw the whole collective are also violent to be masked on the name of the name. To be masked on the name of the name. That's the reason, and if the melee, who has the approval of the people that he should be their ruler, so if he makes laws, so that means that the laws of the Melech are in effect the laws of the Bnei Amdino. The laws of the Bnei Amdino. So it's called Dovah Shebi Momei. So you can stipulate. That's another kind of Bnei Malchus. Now, of course, from that point of view, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Melech Akum or Melech Yisrael or Melech Yisrael. Now, the mediator here on the reed, he says the same thing as they said, that the halacha of Bnei Malchus applies only to Melech Akum. It does not apply to Melech Yisrael. It does not apply to Melech Yisrael. But he doesn't mention this long list of cases, because the Oreh Shaloi, so he can tell them, Imu Tishmi or Yisrei Tzai Agar Yisrei Tzemno. He says something else. He says something else. Now, that's okay, you see, now you know. Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel didn't know who to do it. They was Omar Shmuel, come to Shammu, hey, hey. Shavino, the Aruba, the Muche, they should tell him to do it. Omar Shmuel didn't know. So how can he fly to the Muche? He didn't know who to do it. He owes it to him. The Timu Revan calls him down. Die Dabke, die Malche, die Mitteilung. Die Dine, die Malchute, die Dabke, so in der Chuke am Melech, hat Kuhn in die Malche, auf die Ade. Aber die, die ich erhält mir, ist denn nicht deite, eine Ding. Eine Ding, in other words, what he's saying, it's also the same thing there. Suppose a ruler will do something that is contrary to the constitution of the own state. So it's love dinner about the man. It has to be in accordance with their constitution. So if a country has a written constitution like the United States, so it's a written constitution. If the country, the state has an old constitution like Britain, Magna Carta, so it has to be in accordance with the old constitution. And suppose the country has no constitution, neither a written nor an old constitution, so the Ramban says it has to be in accordance with the tradition of the predecessors of that thing. In other words, even the country does not have any constitution, not even an old constitution, but there are certain precedents. The great ancestors of the same king also exercised certain rights, certain prerogatives. So then we say, but if a one king arbitrarily exercises certain prerogatives that never was exercised by any of his predecessors, so then the Ramban says, that's not Dina Mokhutim. All right. Then he says, Umalche Yisroel. So he says the same thing that they say. Umalche Yisroel in Yom Yidin Elo Al Piyatero. The time of the Yisechet HaNeder, Kol HaKotub Yisbarashit HaMelech, the Sefer Shmuel, Melech Hosov, Vlom Oteiro El Yirom Urevalon, Shel Yishalu HaMelech. Now there is a machlekes in Sanhedrin, of course there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So it's interesting that the Sheik of Yitzhiyase is contrary to the Sheik of the Rambam. Because in that machlekes the Rambam passed in, like Rav, that Melech Mutabel, Kolom of the Tarshish Melech Mutabel. And Yitzhiyase herein passes like Shmuel, that Kolom of the Tarshish Melech Mutabel. It's a question, why? I mean, after all, whenever there was a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, so the Klal is Hilchasit Rav Yisroel, with Shmuel in it. So apparently, that was a machlekes. Whether this is to become, comes within the category of Dine, some Mele Dalochis like Shmuel, or it comes within the category of Yisur, some Mele Dalochis like Rav. The Rambam apparently holds that primarily, if the machlekes in Yisrael are not Dine, then there are certain rights that emanate. But primarily, it's a machlekes in Yisure, so Mele Yilchasit Rav Yisure. And the mediator of that primarily this machlekes, the machlekes will be defined. So his raya is that the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine does not apply to Melech Yisroel. Because there is a whole parasha in Shmuel when the Israelites came to Shmuel and they demanded the king. So Shmuel was very disturbed by this demand. And he told them, you know what the king will do, he'll do this, he'll take away of your crumb, he'll take away of your subjects, and he'll induct you into labor, he'll do all kinds of things. But they insisted upon a king. Shmuel was angry at them. So Shmuel gave them a whole list of things that a king might do. So the question of the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, these things that Shmuel mentioned that a king might do, is he allowed al kedin to do it? Or he's not allowed, but Shmuel just told them that unfortunately kings are likely to exercise certain prerogatives that al kedin they are not authorized to exercise. So Rav says, Kolomu v'kashis melech melech mutabe. It is kedin, all the things. And Shmuel says, Kolomu v'kashis melech melech mutabe. The Rambam passes like Rav, that's melech mutabe. And the Zuchiyeh says, passes like Shmuel, that melech is otabe. Is otabe. So that's his raya. He is the halacha of dinah d'malchus hadinah. Now, among all the things mentioned in the parasha in Shmuel are things that relate to Dine Momenet. To Dine Momenet. So, if the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine applies to Melech Yisrael, how can Shmuel say, Melech Osabei, what is that halacha of Dine Malchus Adine, even Melech Achim can do it. And Rav, who says, Melech Mutabei, so it's because of a special halacha in Melech Yisrael. That's one of the Dine Malchus. But it has no application to but not the Dine Malchus, not the general Dine Malchus. So it's a raya that the halacha of Dine Malchus Dine applies only to Melech Hakim, not to Melech Yisrael. But according to Rav, there is another halacha, a special halacha in Melech Yisrael, the parasha in Shmuel. It's Melech Mutabei, but not beside the general dean of Dine Malchus Hadinah. So he says the same thing by faith. He says the same thing by faith. So he says, Avo, Dine, Umalchi Yisroel, Yonim Dine, El Alpiyateiro.
Die Keimung des Sanhedrin von der Kosse des Parchen der Miller, die sehen wir schon mal, Miller Hotter wurde. Der Leon Potero in Jirom und der Wahler, der Lundi Schalo in Miller. Wo sieht er diese Menschen, die sich zusammen? Because the Orich Alei, the Yochalim Alei, in den Tischli und mit Rehzeit, a Gai Shetchen in Orich, he makes it another time. He says, in very logical time, he says, how is the child? Dinner Malchus Adina. Dinner Malchus Adina applies to Dinner Malchus Adina. Dinner Malchus Adina. So, Umi Zoylon, Bemene Yach, they were not in Stavre and the Dinner Torah. So Memele, if they make their own laws, their own civil code, regulating the human relations, all the Dinner Malchus between one person and another, so it's effective. But this royal they are mitzvah, they are mishpotim asher tzotim lifneihem. They have a civil code that was given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to them. So why should a new civil code be effective? It's a very logical time. It's a very logical time. But it's not a time of faith. It's not a time of faith. Now, it seems, so then the question arises, so what is the mokeya for Dinei Malchus Adinei according to the Jesus? It's not kibush. Because if it had been the halacha of kibush, so he should have mentioned the longest of faith. So you could say, maybe the nukiyatev agrees with faith of Jesus. That the mokeya, the source for the halacha of Dinei Malchus Adinei is the din of kibush. But whereas faith is told, that inasmuch as we require a special postage for Akum be Yisroel, and the special potik for Akum be'Akum, and one potik is not enough to cover all. So Mimele, we need a special potik for Yisrael be'Yisrael, and we don't have. And we don't have. That's faith shit. But the Mugiyatev holds true that we need a special potik for Akum be'Yisrael. But once we have a potik, that even an Akum be'Yisrael is a Kiyach of Kiddush. So Yisrael over Yisrael should not be Gora. Then an Akum over in Israel. So the Mele, he has to resort to another time, because Israel are mitzuveh, and the Dina Torah, they are mishpot ha-shatosim lifnei. Magid Vod Yaakov, Chukov mishpot of Israel. So that's a foyer that negates the effectiveness of any other code, because of they are mishpot ha-shatosim lifnei. We are misquoting, but that's okay. We could say that, but it's more mistaber than Mugiyatev has another term in the democracy. Not Pesach. Since Mugiyatev rejects Pesach's term, even though Mugiyatev accepts Pesach's fact that he doesn't apply to the law of Israel, but he rejects the town. So it seems that the Mugiyatev is really contained with the town of the Mugiyatev. Now what is the Mugiyatev's town? So Rashi has another reason. Rashi in Gittin has another reason as to why we say the Mugiyatev. Now, the town of Pesach town of HLA and the Rashbam is mentioned by Oachim. But Rashi's time of Dinei Malchus Adinei in Gittin, it's not so explicit, but it's not mentioned. I didn't see it mentioned. But now, there is a Mishneh in Gittin that you don't say. Kol ha-shtore to-eiro is ba-achoy shol yichod im avar fisha chesmini is yichod im shev. Chutz lik dinos im tzich ra-avot. So in other words, that any shtah that is executed in the court of the goyim
even though the signatories upon these stories are going, so that course, except a petition that the going, so it's both. So it's supposed to be the right or it's Ashir. So the Gemara says, composed in the tone, Loish the Mecha, Loish the Maton, Bein is the Mecha, which is the right, Bein is the Maton, which is the King, Bish the Mecha, which is the Kamai, which is the Kone, which is the Rai Baalu, Bilo Yonis is the Kamai, Lava Maran Avshaye, Vikas for his Tore, El Maton, my Kone, Lava by his Tore, by his Tore Hatri Baalu. The Mishnah lays down a general rule that any shtar that is executed in the course of the going, even though the signatories are going is clear. It's valid. Bein shtar raye, like shtar mechire, bein shtar kinyet, like matone. So Mishnah shtar raye, we understand, because shtar raye, the purpose of the shtar raye is to ascertain the pen. So the mele, even though a going is possible later, so it's not only. But there is an infinite that anyone who affixes his signature to an official deed that is executed by the government in the court will not lie. There's an oath to that. So what do we care that he's postulated, so he's not related. So, but we have a verification of the facts anyway. So that's why if the shtar raya, the shtar mechira, the shtar, so the kinyan was for kesef. But the shtar says that Reuven transferred his son to Shimon. Fumoi, so the king took place for Kesef. Can't I get to the Kesef? But how do we know that there was such a king of Kesef? Goyim tell us. But we know that these Goyim wouldn't lie. They wouldn't lie in court. So the melee is official deed in court. So the melee, it is valid. But Shtamatone, so the transfer has to be effective. Through the shtar requires dating, going up for later, so it's a chazri ba'ome. How can the transfer be effective? So that two machines need him on. So Omar Shmuel didn't the Malchus in it. Because that's the law of the Malchus. That if a deed is executed and signed in court, even though it's signed by going, so that affects the transfer of title from Rubin to Shimon. So this is Malchus HaDin. The boy is saying that that when the Mishnah says Chutz Mechitinoshim, it doesn't exclude just Mechitinoshim Shtaravodim. All Shtaravodim, anything analogous to Mechitinoshim Shtaravodim, that's Mechitinoshim. So Shtaravodim, Ba'achoy Yisholi Chobim, Maromli, Chesmeri, Chobim, Maromli, Ksherei, Shtaravodim, but not Mechitinoshim. Not the Shtaravodim. Definition. Now, so then there is a Rashi. Then there is a Rashi. That says on the base. Tomer Abon. It starts says on the Dalai. Tomer Abon, Bishwai Shadrochem, Shom Yidinosh Shechah Avodi, Shom Lomele Chomei, Vichol Gashi Yisho, Vichkut Yipot, Vichkut Yisho, Vichkut Yisho, Vichol Ashton, 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 Rashi, Chut Yidinosh Shechavod. Rashi says that the first line of Rashi, that says on the page, Ho'im Imachoy Shul Chobim, Shenasa Ashtoret, Al Zibbez Nisholei Yishchobim, Shechismeyev, Chais Meshebitechei, Shein, Zidin El Malchus El Dine, Ve'af Al Pi Sha'anei Zein Va'am Kabel Yisrael. So that is a remarkable expression. Kshelin, Zidin El Malchus El Dine, Ve'af Al Pi Sha'anei Zein Va'am Kabel Yisrael. What's the apple? Even though the Donor and the Doni, the Nathan and the Kabul, both together are Jews. So that word, Mori mi boye, if one of the party is a goy, then it goes without saying that in the Malchus. The law of the Malchus certainly has validity vis-a-vis any relationship between a goy and a Jew. That is the apostle. But even if both parties are Israel, not one of the parties is a goy, so then we could say, why should the law of the Malchus have validity vis-a-vis goy in Jew? A goy is not involved. So come Ashmuel and Shmuel, that even
even though one of the parties, and even though both parties, the nation and the enemy, no goy is involved, both are Jews, so we say, didn't matter to him. Then he said, Chutz migdin oshi, v'lav mechrisis minu, hoyu v'lishayicha v'tiratit nubdush, aval aladim nitzav meneyach, v'chein shichu v'yavodim, v'bichsol psume deraise, Shoveshicho v'getisho, v'gamrim alolo. So Rashi says, why did the Noshi, if the signatories are going to his fossil? Because he goes fossil later in getisho. So Rashi mentions the term, because in the Bikira Street, all right, there is a special aloha of any Bikira Street that is possible aides in Gitin and Dushi. So even whenever it's possible later. But the goy, we don't have to resort to it, because the goy is possible aides. In Kolater Goy is possible aides. And by Shtar Rai, it's not because it's special aides, because it's Rai. So it's like Mige, it's like Kazoke, it's like Hope, not the Bikira Street. So Rashi really didn't have to resort to the town of the Bikira Street. All right, but that's not the kasha, because that time is also shy. But then Rashi says, "Avro adin tavneya." That's why all other shtoikiyin are effective if the signatories are going. So what does it do with adin tavneya? What does it do with adin tavneya? So it seems, so the plain pshat in Rashi, no one asks anything against this Rashi. And this is a very strange Rashi, I mean, it doesn't even make sense on the surface. What does it do with Adin Stavnei? So what is the question? Because of that, it's special Eides. So it means, so he's B'teir Ashtoretz. So maybe the Psul of Eides, if there is even a vision that applies to it, it doesn't apply. He goes special Eides. We don't have to resort to B'teir Ashtoretz. By that, there is another aloha, that one who is not B'teir Ashtoretz Ugdushin, so B'teir Ashtoretz says he's supposed to lay this by the, even every time he wears mitzvah geirus, he's not a goy, so he's also supposed to lay this. But what do you mean? Avol aladim nitzav l'neyach. Now, v'neyach ha-mitzav l'nzay mitzvah. One of the zay mitzvahs is this. There is a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. What according to the Rambam, means they have to have a system of call, of dayonim, to be done between one b'neyach and another. And the Rambam says the din means dinamot. Now the Chuves Ramor, Simen Yud, Chuves Yud, very long Chuves. So he has his shayla, he has his office. Now, according to the Rambam, the moment is in the realm of human relations, so he is bound by civil code. So what does it mean? He is bound by civil code. Let's say, Shomrim, and Mazim, Venizek, Sheol, Mashiel, I mean, all in the moment. So he is Mechuyev. Does it mean that he's mechuyev in the moment of the talk? So in other words, that means that if one b'neyach is the shinosocho for another b'neyach, so he's chayev for b'nir l'aveide. If he's the shinachinom for another b'neyach, he's chayev for pshiyev for b'nir l'aveide pota. If he's the sheyom for another b'neyach, so he's chayev in bonds mamesh dumye the din of the Torah, the din moments of the Torah, ona. A b'neyach is not bound by the moment of the civil code of the Torah. Maybe I'm supposed to say that he's not for b'neyach. But b'neyach is mitzuvah. Every human is mitzuvah to adapt the civil code, to regulate the human relations. It shouldn't be just chaotic, just hectic. And then they are bound by the civil code of that nation. Of course, it has to be based on logic. I mean, hearing that laws would not constitute a fulfillment of deed. But if it is based upon something, so then that's deed. So the Ramor in Chubin Yud
says a very strange thing. Now he says, because there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that in Zion involved, how do we learn out the Zion mitzvah, the Leach mitzvah, of Zion mitzvah? So we learn it out from the Pesuk, by Tzava the Shem Elikim Arod, and we call it Satan Ochel. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, demons learned out from Adishet. And Elikim learned out. Elikim is a demon. Elikim is a demon. Remember, we need to have a bayit of Elikim. They also need to have a bayit of Elikim. So it's clear. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, by itself. And he mentions the Pesuk that like Tzav is reference to this. So the Ramos says a very strange thing. I mean, very strange thing. He says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn it out from the word Elikim, is Miramis and Dinim. So then it has to be Dinim Yisroel, Dinim Ator, Elikim. In other words, the revealed civil code. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that we learn it out, that Dinim is Merumes in the term by Tzav, so then it has to be their own civil code. And then we consider that we discuss it whether we pass for a beast or we pass for a beast. Very strangely, what has it to do with whether we learn that? Now, the Mashor says in so many words that the Neneach are not Mitzuveh and the Dinim of the Torah. Magid Vov, Yaakov, Kukov, Mishpotim, Yisroel, Lo Yoso, Chei Lechol, Goyim, Mishpotim, Balidot. And then the Oruch HaShulchan, in the Oruch HaShulchan also says that it's a Dovah Poshut. Even though the Ramos says it's Tolim Machlekes, Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Dovah Poshut. It's a Dovah Poshut. That Meneach, according to the Ramban, the Dinim means the Momenes, it means that they have to adapt their own civil code. Not that they were Mitzuveh and the Dinim Momenes of the Torah, because Magid Vov, Yaakov, Kukov, Mishpotim, Yisroel, Oso Chayur, Kogoy, Mishpotim means the Nemomenes. Mishpotim Bal Yidon, if they are Mitzuveh, and the Mishpotim of the Torah, so why Mishpotim Bal Yidon? Sister, is one guy. There is a Peirush of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Pirkei Avos, that it was written by Reb Itzalei, his son Reb Itzalei. But he mentions how Reb Chaim Volozhiner explained the Pirkei Avos. So there he mentions Wahali. So he mentions in that Pirush and Pirkei Avos, he mentions the name of his father, of Chaim Volozhiner. He also says it's a Dovah Poshut. In other words, as the Marsho says, that it means their own code, not the Dinamomes of Israel. The Nitziv in his Pirush and Shilkes also says that it means they have to adapt their own code. And it's mistaken like that, I mean, because first of all, it's in Pirush HaPosik. U'mishpotim bal yidon, if they are mitzuveh. And the momentous of the Torah, so how could the Posik say in Gilead, u'mishpotim bal yidon? And then there is a riot from the Ramban Chumash, because the Gemara says that b'moro in istavol adin. So the Gemara is the kashe. Why b'moro in istavol adin? But the Neach were also Nitztaveh. So the Gemara says, in Moro they were Nitztaveh an extra Dinim. Because the Neach were not Nitztaveh and Knosses. And b'moro they were Nitztaveh and Knosses as well. So the Dinim of Moro is something over and above the Dinim of the Neach. Or the Dinim of the Neach. Because it had an additional element, Knosses. The Ramban in Chumash, in explaining it, Shom Som Lecheiko Mishpot, that's the Dinim of Mor. So he says that the Dinim of Mor are not the same Dinim that is mentioned in the Torah. But B'moro, they were Nitztaveh, just a few months before Matan Torah. So they were Nitztaveh, the Israelites were Nitztaveh to adapt certain Nimusim. Even though it was just a few months before Matan Torah, so they were Nitztaveh to adapt their own Nimusi in the realm of human relations. So the Ramban says even vis-a-vis the additional Dinim, that the Jews were Nitztaveh B'moro, that it wasn't the same dinim of the Torah. So Allah has come over Hamo, that the dinim of Meneah, that it's not the same thing. I mean from this Rambam. Alright, anyway. So that seems that the consensus of opinion of the Rishonim and the Acharim, except according to Ramo, so it's a total machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan, is the dinim, according to Rambam, that it means in the moment as it doesn't mean in the momentness of the Torah. That they have to adapt their own laws in the realm of human relations, in the moment. They only in the moment. So apparently Rashi agrees with the Ramban teaching, not with the Ramban. The dinim means in the moment. And what does it mean in the moment is not the mishpatim of the Torah. But they have to adapt it. Their own denominator. And every nation is at liberty to adapt its own code. So Mimele, the Gemara explains, Chutz Mikit Enoshi. So there are two Lashonos. One Lashon is Meichit Enoshi. So then all Shtari Kinyan is a Goyis, is signed on the Shtores of Achoyes of Shtari Kinyan, so it's possible. But then another Lashon didn't know Chutz Edina. Rashi is explaining that Lashon that says Dinei Malchus Edina, because according to the other Lashon, so all Shtoi Kiyin are possible. And Rashi is explanatory of the Lashon that all Shtoi Kiyin are kosher with the Chismayan Akut of Achori. So, and then there the Gemara says that why is it kosher? Because of Dinei Malchus Edina. So apparently Rashi wants to explain here and give you the time. Why do you say Dinei Malchus Edina? After all, the Gemara doesn't mention it. Posik of Dinei Malchus Edina. Now this is halacha in the moment. So Rashi says, Sins Meneach, are mitzvah dinim. And what does it mean, dinim? They have to adapt their own dinim omenes. And of course, they are not mitzvah to adapt the civil codes vis-a-vis Jews. Meneach are only mitzvah to adapt the civil codes vis-a-vis themselves. Vis-a-vis Jews, they don't have to worry. So the Torah has a civil code for them. So of course the Meneach are not mitzvah. So if Meneach will adapt the civil code to regulate the relations between one Meneach and another, they will be mikayim their mitzvah to them. They will mikayim their mitzvah to them. But even though they don't apply the code to Jews, because they are not mechuyev to adapt a civil code for Yisrael. So Yisrael. So the Mele, so vis-a-vis Meneach, it goes without saying that whatever law, as long as it's reasonable, so whatever law in the moment is, Meneach, a certain Malchus adapts, it constitutes a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dinim, so according to Rambam. So the Mele, it's effective, because since I'm going to do it, so it means it's effective. If it's not effective, how can they be mechuyev to do it if it's not effective? So vis-a-vis the relationship between one Beneach and another, it is certainly effective because that's the law of Din. So Mimele Shmuel tells us that if the sins they are mechuyev to adapt laws in the moment, so if the Malchus applies the same laws to a relationship between two Jews, even though they are not mechuyev, to adapt a law, laws in vis-a-vis Jews, that's not their chiyuv. But if they do apply it to a relationship between two Jews, it's all the same. So this is what he says. Loi mi boy, the dine de malchus adine, the aval pisha leisim vam kabel Yisrael mein, loi mi boy, if one of the parties to the transaction is a goy, so they are mechuyev to regulate all the dinimomenes of goy. So they are mechuyev to regulate all the dinimomenes of goyim who deal with Jews too. But they are not so it is needless to mention that it is effective vis-a-vis two goyim and vis-a-vis a relationship between a goy and a Jew, because that's the chayv of dinim. But because of that,
So mainly, even if they apply the same law to a relationship between two Jews, and that's not their task, but if they do apply it, so it is all that way. This is what Rashi means. Avoadin is Tavrinaya. So mainly, Dine Malchusa Dine is effective even regarding a relationship of Dine Mominez, where both parties are useful. So according to Rashi, the source for the Aloha of Dine Malchusa Dine is the Dine of Dine. Now, since the Dine, but mainly, it is effective regarding Dine Mominez between one Jew and another. So mainly, since this is the Mokeya for the Aloha Dima Hatanini, it's only Shayar by Malchus Hakom, because they are Mitzur Al-Din. But Malchus is Hoya, they are Mitzur Al-Din, La Mishpat of the Gospel of Mekin. So it's not based upon the dialogue of Din. So every Dina Momenes must be grounded in the Mishpatim of the Torah. This is what the Mokeya is now. So we have three times for the Machas Adin. The Rashbam's time is because the Malchus represents the Bnei Amdine, so it's Dovah Shev Limomen. So any Hasnoi in Dovah Shev Limomen is effective. So, and even though there is a mute of Bnei Amdine who do not give their approval, so it's Rubi Kikure, as long as the whole Bnei Amdine gave their approval to the dominion or the dominion of the king, so that king represented the Amdine, and any law passed by the king is like a law passed by all the Amdine, by all the Amdine. Now, that's the Rashbam's pshat in the Malchus Adine. Then Tesis pshat is the king, and that's why the Rashbam in the Gomez is based upon the law of Kibush. And then Rashi in Mukiyesis Pshat, that is based upon the Aloche of Din. Right, now let's see the Gemara. Sheim shall be Samelech. V'afal pi sheinon shall be Samelech. Heichen odar. Omar Avam, Rom Omar Av. Ve'im ve'yos choperis oim, Om Olai, Yineinom shall be Samelech. Yos rupi nesim omalai yimei yesh bisa melech. And it is not bisa melech. So it should be, so the parents of Elam should be osra on him. But it's not osra. So the Gemara is the kashe. Why isn't it osra? Kim doma yesu yitzra li kopira da alme? Beim hayei. Idom hayei. So, and that day he has to refrain from eating bread. But the next day he's allowed to eat the bread. So the question is, so what kind of an eat is it? I mean, so the muches is not stupid. He hears that the Yisroel says, Hayei. So he'll know. Why did he say Hayei? Because he's not telling the truth. It is not your bisamah. So he don't Hayei will cover the muches. Ve'in ha'bolim ha'yei. In his heart, he thinks he's Nehare, Hayei, that it should be lived, the Yisrael should be only Chal for the duration of the day, not for the other days. But with his lips, he doesn't spell it out. Who makes him his first of time? The apple got the spirit and glory should be in his glory. The Gabon Shishanu. So what does it mean, Gabon Shishanu? It doesn't mean that in a unseen situation, in a hardship situation, so then the Aloha of Lomish Belev doesn't apply. The Aloha of Lomish Belev applies in every situation. But in a hardship situation, there is a Yechoche that he doesn't mean it's not. If there is no hardship situation, and if a person doesn't limit the Zman of the Issa Peres, so then it means, so Anam Sade, that he meant that the Peres should be also only one word. But in a hardship situation, even though he's not limited, so he understands that in his heart he means to limit. He's not going to ask other parents all the time. Okay, Shabbat. All right. Now, here another round. Here another. Lishne must be in cash when you come on Eden, she ain't true more. We can say, I'm not buying Lishne, claim. If you are my yes, the pay is a little lie, lay long, and you won't show the way, me, what am I saying to be fit? A few Gabi Unse Gahai, Eli Hoche, Stomekoma, the also pay is a little lie. Vine, the Stomelay Lomashma, Han, and the Lake and like a wound. We should be three, Mashmalay Lom, the Aye. If there is no hardship situation, but if there is an illness, it does not mean later. Because I was going to Mashma, keep the stomach on, but who am I believing? Hayeim loy Muhammad. And even if he knows that he needs, suppose there is no heart situation, there is no illness. And he says, Tam, yours for parents. And his heart is limiting it to the duration of the day. So it will still be yours. Even after the day. Because the true, there is a loch of people be shopping. But if he was mishaving to say something that the Mishpat Aloshin has a certain connotation, even though in his heart he is mishaving something else, so you ignore his kavon in heart. יוחן תניה מיט נישן מסחב ואימא וושן שמשמיעו זה לילה ומשמוכה כל אחד לכאון זה לילה משמע אבל אוסו כימדו היצי פסחיתים כימדו היצי פסחיתים מסחב אלו דיפוס הדרום הפס איסקי מלולי הרי אם פידו לי בשובי ואינו עושה לו פסחיתים כל כסבתי את זה שתיים בעצרם סייאת נשמע Now we discussed already that thing, I mean, if it's Niskal Nishene. So then it's not Pirili Bishovi. It's not Pirili Bishovi. So here we cannot, so Mimele, we cannot say Dvorim Shemolevini Dvorim. Because the word that he said, he didn't intend to say. It was a slip of the tongue. So the pay is lacking. So the pay is lacking. Because since there is a loch of people in the shogging, and in the case where there is a slip of the tongue, even though there is an unkel in the muchach, that he didn't have a slip of the tongue. But if he tells us that he had a slip of the tongue and his name on some melee, there is no afloy. There is no afloy. All right. Now the more effect. Bishama yayim rin, bichom meidrin, חוץ מבישבועה. ובשביל הבישבועה בשם אם הוא יסתור בנדר, ובשביל אם האפיב תחלט. בשם אם הבא שהוא מדהים. ובשביל אם הוא אפיב תחלט בשבועה. לבישם הישבו זה יפתחלי, הופי נדע יפתחלי, ואותנם בישם הימרים לא יפתחלי בנדע. So, in the price, says, if you come to בישם הי, he cannot subject this way. Don't he find that the נדע הוא can even subject? The נדע himself can subject. He can take the initiative. And suggest to the Mukhet, to the Amish. But then, so the Shama is wrong in Yisrael, and Hobi never Yisrael, but now the Shama is wrong in Yisrael, he's true. And then, according to the Bryce, so he cannot take the initiative. The Mishpah cannot take the initiative, but the initiative was taken by the Mukhet, by the Amish, so then, he can take his word.
But the Shammai is saying that even when the new series is taken by the Amos, he still cannot say this word. He still needs to have a history of this word or need another this word. But now in the Shammai, the whole nation of Chutz Lishmur, the Gemara says, in a man, according as the Mishnah says, that according to the Shammai, the Shammai cannot be taken altogether. And it is not there, so you cannot take the Mishnah. So why is that that in the price? Bishamai Kheli Yitzchakho Yisweh to tell us the Chibes that that comes to be Israel. So even if we can take in a hard situation and we can even take a Mishnah. So, the Tone Bas Yisim in Ebel Yitzchakho 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 Tone Bas Yisim in Ebel Yitzchakho 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 The Shammai Yemeni Yisrael Yisrael. The Yemeni Yisrael Yisrael. So there's a machlokes between the Shammai and Yisrael. It's whether the Yisrael Yisrael. Now, so most of the same explainers that even according to the Shammai, that the Yisrael Yisrael, so it's only in the Rabbon, because of the Yisrael, but in the Yisrael, the Shammai Yisrael, the very Yisrael. Tore Matzis, in the Nero Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. Dafu benen o yistach, von reich bis schwul, da hat er dann gesehen, dafu bis schwul yistach. Aber was ja auch mal vorgekommen, ich habe mir immer nicht teilen bis schwul. Du bist super, auf reich bin ich, war auch in Klau, er war hochgekommen. Mich in Klau do, wo, nicht nur die Hochem, wo hat er ein Schwosse, ich bin teilen bis schwul, und bis schwul im Ring, ihr ist teilen. Ich bin mir nicht teilen. Now, let's start. When we went over the Ram, so I didn't discuss the first most in the Ram. Now that's the Ram, the Brahmastra, the Mukhata Yitzhaya. So we didn't use the Ram, because we take it, that's the mouth of the Chod Mor, the Mukhata Yitzhaya. The Zohar is already a Chodema, the Mukhata Yitzhaya, the Adar is a Chodema. Our mouth is fully going, it's just fully called, it's fully shooting back. The Chiyam, the Mukhata Yitzhaya, the Mukhata Yitzhaya, the Mukhata Yitzhaya, the Mukhata וכן נאמין, מלכון ראי שאלו שיבי, אלו של מימון, אני חושב את המחר של רצי ישראל חברים, אני חושב את קרומו, לגאון של קרומה, חושב את דינים. So, ירם אמפסייזס, וכי אמין אמין אמין, חושב את דינים, הנומים אמין, שעם כל מאחות מחר זה, חיוב עם ליטל ליסה מחר. חיוב עם ליטל ליסה מחר. וואי דווקא עם כל מאחות מחר זה? וואי דווקא עם כל מאחות מחר זה? אמין אמין, חושב את דינים, that you're not allowed to evade taxes. Very simple. He says, no. What is minima chutzedine? If somebody buys the taxes, the rights of collecting taxes, he pays a certain, I suppose in those days, so it was customary, that a certain man bought all the taxes that were due to the king or to the ruler of a certain region, and then, instead of giving it to the king or to the ruler of the region, you had to give it to that part. So that is significant to me, my good friend. Shim kono echot, mechot de, chayogim mitro yesamech. Why did he say that? He amino, you know, with a leader, that one is not allowed. We have to be like it. So it's mashma, the dream of the leader does not imply that one is not allowed to be mabriya chesamech. So, this Ram is based upon the Gemara in Bolokhame. I ask you to go over this, the whole thing. There is several conflicting correspondence between the Chaim Volodymyr and Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman, the Kapula Roh, about that thing, about Avrochet HaMech. Rambam Shit in Avrochet HaMech. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Kamei Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says, "In Pirutim lo yidunis amuchzim lo yikishon daboyim veinikum enzot." Avol neifun is yerbeisim nafi. In other words, that one, if one wants to get changed, he has to get his style. So he cannot go to the muchet of it, and ask him to give him change of the style, because Tamburtin in those days, his man Agmore, was dishonest. And a lot of the money that they collected was collected unlawfully, unauthorized. So Mele, you were not allowed to get change from the Muchet, because the Muchet, let's say, if somebody will give the Muchet to sell and will ask him to give 4 dinars, will ask him to give 4 dinars. So then the Muchet will give him 4 dinars that were taken unlawfully from one of the Neandir. So anyway, you're not allowed to take change. In Pirating Lawyer, Tamuch Sin, the Lawyer Kisho Gaboy. The Nigman is docket. You cannot even take docket from them because it might be stolen money or robbed money. Because in those days, Stamuche was the Gabi. It was unscrupulous. So Moore says, Umuch Sin, Vobat Muel, the Nigmal Husset, so the Moore. So the Gemara, well, the Gemara, the Havan, the Makshin assumed that the reason as to why the Muches is considered as the Gazlan, because the Muches does not have the right to collect against the consent of the individual. So the Mele did that, even though it conforms to the law of the king, it still gets it. So the Gemara said, how can you use the statement that Muel says to him, Al-Husadineh? So if the tax collector collects the tax that is due from the Neyam Dineh against the consent of the Neyam Dineh, so it's lawful, he's allowed to levy a taxman under the custom of the Neyam Dineh, who owe money to the king. So why should it be desert? Omar Abchanine, Bakane, Omar Shmuel, Bimuche Teile Tishma. Here we are dealing with the tax collector who arbitrarily would impose certain taxes upon the people. He doesn't follow up the law. So that's yes. But in Echname, the Muche is a scrupulous Muche who conforms to the law, so then you're allowed to change, to get change from him and to get a donation from him, because his money is not there. The Rabbiana Yamre, the Muches Oyechel. The Mishnah deals with itself appointed tax collector. The king didn't appoint him. He just appointed himself, so he had no right to take away money that is due to the king, even though he takes it for the king. But since the king didn't authorize him to collect, a self appointed tax collector. So he's getting the money. So you're not allowed to take anything from his money. He's getting the money. Even the master of help, will you by the implying a few al gabe a sort of goodie, la havri al be a samer. The king will explain it in a very remarkable way. That's a mission, implied. So here the Mishnah discusses the issue of life. So the Mishnah says, and then it more says, a cause we forbid it, the Domitim is having a because according to Rav Shimon, one is allowed to put down a bigger supply in order to be machriach tamer. Now, how will the halvot of the klayim be a device to be machriach tamer? So Rav Shimon say, because the melech imposed 30 taxes upon Jews, but he did not work. Goyim were exempt from the taxes. From a melech, if anyone is seen wearing a beggar that has woven linen, so that was a riot that he was a goy. Because how would a Jew wear a beggar of satin? So in many ways, the question is a Jew allowed, let's say you see that the tax collector is coming to collect. So then he hastily wants to put down a beggar shall shafter, then when the collector sees that Jew wearing the beggar shall shafter, he'll take it for granted that this Jew is not a Jew, he's a goy. But he doesn't say I'm a goy, he only does something that misleads and deceives the tax collector. So the question here is he allowed to do it? You see, for a moment he'll wear fine. So the Mishnah inclined say that he's not allowed. So the Gemara says, "Mas nisim loy kavakive." This Mishnah Klein does not record the kavakive. The Tanya also avriya chesamerche. Reb Shimon Eimei Mishum kavakive mudal avriya chesamerche. So there again, that bright day has a machlok. It's a machlok. It's annoying in regard to this acquire. So one time the Tanakhama says also avriya chesamerche. Because he holds like a new day, the Dovashim is having, he's also here. So even though the one who put the Jew put who dominates the Vedic of life, doesn't do it in order to have a new authority, only to be Matriya the Meches, but a new whole Dovashim is having is also. Mashiach King Rabbi Kive, Reb Shimon Eino Shim Rabbi Kive, Dovashim is having is Muta. So since he's not is having to have a new year of the Vedic of life, so in a way, it's Muta. So the Gemara says, "Bish lo imulei klaim bokom mitzvah." The Marzo v'adam shemischav muter, who Marzo v'adam shemischav moser. That in regard to the mitzvah of life, l'adriya b'samechet mishore. But there's another question. There's a question of gezel. There is a question of gezel. According to the law of the king, he has to pay. But he put on the baggage of lying, deceiving the king. I mean the tax collector. So the tax collector will think that it is, he's not a Jew. So mainly the tax collector will not collect. So he's either the Israel of Gezel, he's Madriach Sameches, Womakmuel Dinel Malchusedine, so it's a real chen. Omar Abchanide Bakhan, Omar Shmuel, Imuchetim Hitzah. So in other words, when does the Kabbatine say, Mutvavir Sameches? So he's primarily concerned with his of life, but that Avuche, he implies there is no Israel of Gezel. So he deals with the Muche Shele Kitzvo. So Mele is not in the Malchus. The Rabbi Yamei Amre, the Muche Shele Kitzvo, Vike the Masna, Mele La Rogi Muchom, the Muchsim Shishol Tchumo, the Muchsim Shishol Tchumo, the Muchsim Shishol Tchumo, the Muchsim Shishol Tchumo, the Muchsim So, So if more as the cash, what about you in the mouth of the grey? So how can you take the leather and the grey? How can it work? If you can use the melech, or my rabbi in the back hand, or my shmuel, the muchas in the kids law. The rabbi am in the law, the muchas in the lay law. Rabbi Yoma, so all the shame say, Rabbi Yoma does not relate to the less cash of the middle of the But it relates to the previous Kashi of Rav Akiva saying, Mutar Avriya Samech. So the Gemara's Kashi was, all right, so there is no Issa crying because Dovashim is having, but there should be an Issa of Gezel. Is Dina Malchut Dine? So one Teretz was, we are dealing with Muchat and Melot. One Teretz was, we are dealing with Muchat and Titro. So Rav Ashik is another Teretz. Even if he was appointed by the king, but the Muchat and Titro, בימוחס אק, תתעניה, אוי ועקום, עמד, כבו מדים, now I don't know whether this was put in by the censorship, but it might be that this was not put in by the censorship. ישראל ועקום עמד, it's written here, it might have been put in by the censorship. שבו מדים, אם אתה יוכל לזכאו בדיני ישראל, זכאו, ואמרו יקר בנאים, בדיני עקום זכאו ואמרו יקר דינכם ויקואב בואי מאוד בעקיבי דיבר רבי שמואל רבי עקיבי ימרים בואי מאוד בעקיבי לביתי יש השם ורבי עקיבי תאינו בביתי יש השם הולי כקיבי יש השם בואי the reason is why you cannot resort to any advocate is because of קיבי יש השם חילו השם but otherwise yes but if neither in דיני ישראל nor in דיני ומסעילו So the Yisroel is Yisroos, so what, why do we have to bother the Yisroel? So it's Gezel. This Gezel Akum Yishore, Batani Yom Rav Shimon, there was a Dorosh Rav Akiva, Kishipo Mishirin, Inayi Le Gezel Akum Yishore, Satam Lima Achimim, Tavul Atiyalei, Shaloi, Yimashken Ovi Eitze, Yochel Yisroel Molof, Tavul Lima Vachishem Keneyo, Gidami Keneyo.
So, guess what happened to Joseph?
Om rabita proitate, hob Yaakov obligatish.
Now, sometimes Gateshach means one was the Kabbalah with the Shleisha,
Zainzimeya.
And sometimes Gateshach means one who is not either Zainzimeya. Here it means one who is not either, not the Gateshach Gomel, one who is not either Zainzimeya. Hob Yaakov obligatisha.
So in other words,
when does Rabbi Akiva say that Gezlo is also Gezlo obligatisha? A goy who is not either Zainzimeya. But a goy, and it is called Madoris, who is either Zainzimeya,
so Gezlo is not also.
Om Rabbaye, what a way that I don't see there. Lo loch el geya, sin el geya. Lo yi yatsari kol gatesha, sin el gatesha. Yifach as geya zeh yi kichovi. Kishem o lako zeh amin kala vi kichovi. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Akiva, if Gezlo lako mizose al yidim of ikumer yi kichovi, so Gezlo idosa midraisi. Not only gatesha, elo marobe, lo yi kashye, kam bi gdeyo yi kam ba afkar sefas. So in other words, we learn how from Achim calculating that he has to calculate very accurately every penny in regard to Gezel. But first of all, in other words, if an Achim borrows money, and if he doesn't pay him, so then by Achim, so it's mutter. Omale Abaye, the Hebrew, of course, I'll say you. And still, we learn out on the positive itself. Probably timing. The Omar Rove, the Dibri group they come. So by the Dibri, not after Salvosi, it's Gezel Manish. And that's all that. But after Salvosi is Muta. Omar Abdibri, the Dibri, Omar Abshimach Sideh, Gezel Hakum Oter, Abdiot in Teres, Gzeil Yoseh, the Omar Abunim, Naim Gezel Hakani, she Oseh, she Elom Chalp, Pahame, Gezel Mokar, Nes Lucham Zman, she Nisirum Yedecho, Ruhi Zman, Gezel Mokarum Yedecho, Abdiot in Teres, the Omar Abchon Bakru, Yomar Ab, Naim Abdi Sakum, she Muteres, she Nema Alokhov Abdi Sakhir. All right. Tanya Rapichet B'yoyim Eir, B'mokim B'yishchul Hashem, Afro Avidosim. That's the Gemara. So, the Maskone of the Gemara, so what is Rav Asher's Teretz? Rav Asher's Teretz is that when we say, or the Rabbi Akiva says, Mutar Avriya V'Samecha, so it's primarily concerned with the Yisra of Pliny, but Agav Urche, he implies there is no Yisra of Gezo, even though he evades the Teretz. So, but in the Malchuset Dineh, so there we are dealing with the Muche Taka. The Muche Taka. So Mele, Mele Rishayim, that's the Rams. The Rams of Shat also. So the Rams say that the Pshat in the Gemara here is two Dimei Malchus Adinei. So what does it mean, Dimei Malchus Adinei? That if the Melech in Levis is paid, so that becomes a real Chayim. Now when someone borrows money, it's certainly a Chayim. But by Eri Kichovim, so of course Alvose is Mutter, only Gezel Mamish is Osa. But of course Alvose is Mutter, so mainly not paying the tax is only of course Alvose. So even though Dine Malchus is Dine, but so it's a Chayim to the Melech. But if the Melech is an Elik Chodim, so mainly of course Alvose is Mutter. Of course Alvose is Mutter. But if that Melech, to whom every person owes the debt to pay the taxes to him. If he sold these taxes to somebody else, so it's like Meicher Chivu Haveinei. So it is just, as I say, if him and Len proving $1,000, and then him and tells the Shtachim to Levi. So then Levi acquires it. So if the Melech is the Baal Chayim, to whom the taxes are due, if he sells the taxes to a certain Jew, so then that Chayim becomes transferred to the Jew. And vis-a-vis the Jew, of course, of course, he is also. Magen, if he didn't sell it to a Israel, so then even though the Malchus is in there, but still, of course, of course, he is Mutter. Then the Pshat in the Rav. וכי אמרים אדוני מלכוס הדיני, כמה מילה מילים שמקום היחוד מלך הזה חיוב הניתו יסמך. וכי נעמד, אם לא יקונו אלו שמימון הליטו יסמך, כי נרצו ישראל חבי אליש בה שנתרום. או, but he says, כמה מילה מילים שמקום היחוד מלך הזה, what do you mean קונה היחוד? ישראל. Chayovim Bikles HaMecho.
But if he didn't sell it to Israel, then you're not Mechuyev, the man says. You're not Mechuyev.
Why not? But in the Malchus Adineh,
the answer is, but of course I was his mother, and not paying the Mechus, he's on of course I was. So he, from this Ram, that it's all right to evade taxes, but it's not like that. Not paying taxes is real guest. First of all this, I mean, even according to the Ramshi, even according to the Ramshi. So all this only applies to the Bitchot, someone who says there's a Mitzvah, but it doesn't apply to Gatesha. And Gatesha here, as all these things point out, doesn't mean Gatesha Gomo, like in the Aloha, let's say, the Nofesh Ben Amot of the Ageya. So you're not allowed in the Raisa to tell Gatesha to do Aloha and Shabbos. Their Gatesha means Gatesha Gomo, who was in the capital of his Manshayevu, with the Shreik of the Mitzvah. But Tami Goy, who is not even Zayin Tzimineach, does not have the Shem of the Katechim. But the Katechim of the Shem, you say, means a non-pagan. Pagan doesn't mean only one who is an idol worshiper. Someone who is even, who is addicted to the Averis of the Zayin Tzimineach. If he's a Gazlan, if he's a Rikeach, if he's even, the Zayin Tzimineach. That's an even Chob. But if you take of one who is not a there, so then there is the Miser of Gezel mit Reise, the same is and every way, that applies to Yisrael, applies to your take of, in Monaco. And the Aramir, he says, Mishim Kubetzes,
ואם סקוס מראה אמירי, זהו, וזהו השני. הוי העמוכס בדאורילים הקדומים, כמגדורים בדרכי הדוסס. He means, הוא הרי וזהי מסלניה. And the near ראשית, all over, start is, that the goyim of today, except if he's a criminal, I mean, he's addicted to זהי מסלניה. So, I'm not even זהי מסלניה, because as far, the only question is in regard to Avodah Zarah. So the Mir Shita is like Rabbi Natan, that the Neach Lehuzer al HaShitu. So Shitu is Avodah Zarah Mamesh regarding Yisroel. The Neach Lehuim Yachom Bilti La Vishem Levadeh. So if somebody is reminding me in the concept of Shitu for the mainstream, so he's an Avodah Zarah Yisrael Yisrael. If he's in Yisroel. But vis-a-vis the Neach, Shitu is not also. So the Neach, that means the goyim of today are not in the Chavi, so they have a din of vegetation. We don't have a din of vegetation regarding the halachas that require the teach of Gomor. Kabole is mishleishon, but vis-a-vis the din of vegetation that do not require kabole with mishleishon, just that he shouldn't be addicted to the zayin tzimineach. So the goyim of today, stam goyim of today, the Rav Amir says the din of vegetation. So he says, "Hoy amuches meidelim adumim sheimturim darkat nosis v'ibriach menu es hameches hoy ubein kan gezel gomur." In other words, he's only akkoet al nosim v'ilichil Hashem im matvino akach v'chineachon meilu sheboyim yitkoy rodim v'achoyis shodayon yitkoyer im adayin yochem azakisim yitkoyer mute v'im wav yaske yalver yitzchuse yitzad mimuse v'dineir v'rashoy leim erapatem kardimchem in love, hoyu v'nemeitzel potrem tzataino, yichalveyu v'ikhabakive, v'yachireyu v'shalu, sh'oyeim v'neisim in ponu v'atma. U'mikol mokeim, v'eiso ma'gdurim v'idake, atoseis, those who are not even zayim v'neyach, v'nei makeim, elu yibolu v'poneinu v'dinim avirinu v'mesadera, v'n loy mahar, elu yikei v'adim esero, in loyim v'chshenekim, nimtso, sh'afeiti olilim v'shenekdurim v'idake, atoseis, also the Goslon, the Minkal and Israel also watches the audible Pidian, the Renosel of Kia Salvosi, whom he called okay in order to hire the Hazaraha of the Dosik Larzirle, because Avida Sakumito, Avida Sakumita. So he said that if he gives that business raw, if he's not in the Chod. So he says, Now then he says, Hoko to who? Ma mommy magduri midate adotis, veide o ikus al eze taat, he means the next thing. Avo pishe munosom recheikom en menseinu, ve ar ivdin bidere hashitu, but since the nei achanat mutra hashitu, einum bechol ze, el arim ki yisroel gomu vidvor meiu, av vaveide vav bitoye sechol shor advorim. Now when he says that education, so the Abed is Asuro, it doesn't mean that the Chiyuv of Hashem is Abed, of being Matriach oneself, to be married on Abed twice the education. Because the Torah says, V'chol Abed is Ochicho. So Ochicho means Ochicho with your own mitzvahs. Education is a goy. So the mitzvah of Hashem is Abed of being Matriach oneself, to return on Abed, doesn't apply to each education. But there are two halachas in Avedas Akum. One halacha in Avedas Akum is that there is no mitzvah of Hashemes Aveide. In other words, if you see an Aveide on the goal, even if it's a bishop, you're not mechuyev to bother and to take it to your house and to be machris and to find your way. So that applies in interpretation, the whole of Avedas Akum. But then there is another halacha that the more the more he learns out from the pasuk, minayim avidas akum ki muteres shenem al chol avidas achicho lo chicho atomarzu laatim veim mehanem mileichad vosem yodim v'ayim makrichuyev to be marzu as u mechayv adun basre yavol heiche yosem yodim lehetre om rabine umotsoso dosel yodim. So that is a special limud, a special galputi, because the mitzoso is a purpose. So from that we learn out that even if water we are there, I'm allowed to take it. So it's two separate halachos. Now, the Rambam, when he mentions the mitzvah of Hashemes Aveide, so he says, Hashemes Aveide in Yisroel mitzvah sasev. So it's machma that the mitzvah of Hashemes Aveide applies only to Yisroel. It doesn't apply to a goy. If meditation not, a meditation is a goy. So, but then the Rambam says, when the Rambam mentions the aloche of Aveda Sakum, that he's allowed to keep even Lachas, she bol yode, so he says, Aveda Zdiri Evit Yehovi Muter. Why? So the Rambam distinguishes between the chiyuv of Hashemes Aveide, to be matriach oneself, to take it to your house, and to look for the owner, that applies only to Israel. Because Ochicho means Ochicho with the mitzvahs. So a goy, even a getation, does not come within Ochicho. But then there is another aloche that we learn out from Mutzoso, not from Ochicho. Ochicho only implies there is no chiyu of returning the Aveide, someone who is not Ochicho. But that if it already came to my hands, that I could be allowed to keep it, that is not implicit in Ochicho. That we learn out from Mitzoso. So that's a purpose. So Mitzoso does another matter. So that we learn, that applies only to the Chovi. So the Rambam says, in the Kedveis, in the Chazir Aveide, Aveide as Goyi with Chovi, Mutas. But a goy who is not in the Bitchon Mazaret, in the Teshav, even though he's not in the Bitchon Mazaret, so he's Asura. But the Chiyuv of Hashem is Aveide doesn't apply to the Teshav. So when the Miri says, Hoko Shehu Ma'amomim Hagdubim Midarka Adotei, Ve'evdei Alekus, Alei Tetzal, Afal Pishem, Nosom Rechikom Menesein Eimim, because Beneach Luhusor Alashitu, Even before the Arim Ki Yisrael Gomu Lidvor Meiru Av Baveide, he doesn't mean Av Baveide that there is a Chiyuv of Hashemes Aveide to a goy bizmanein. He means that Muteres, the Aloche of Muteres doesn't apply. But I'm not mechuyev to to go and look. I can just leave it. If I think that he doesn't belong to a Jew, so I'm not mechuyev to take it and to find the owner. So the aloche of muteret la'achad osel yodei doesn't matter. Anyway, so from this gemara it matna that by an akum havrochas ameches is muter. But the Rambam passes that if somebody is madriach the meches of an ibikhovim, not only the teisha, ibikhovim mazonis. So it's a nisages. It involves a nisages. The Rambam says Mikrekeinu chazil vavede, haloch yudal. Vamed lo amurim shamuches kilistim, bizman shamuches akum, oi muches oimit meilo. Oy muche so evit mach was am erlab in mit kitzwa und ke achma she yirte u mini achma she yirte aber merke ke pot kam erlab lo mach in kashli she vidi oy do bakot vem muche ki froili bis khil zele mele vi nei da sho dom ze nemon vi ni mit kit kum al mach go za mele in de geskas gazlen vi ki shi na mele dinu vi lo yoy es elo sho ei vi ramav vi ach mi khaze mit pri shu gei vi mo na samele Beisho Yamelech Hakum, Beisho Yamelech Yisrael. So the Rambam explained the Gemara in Olakam. When the Gemara is the Kash. How can Rabbi Akiva say that Mutalil Beish Beget Kwaayim? We have this Amechel. So as far as it's a Kwaayim, so it's a Dovah Kimi Trav. But it should involve this again. So there are several Tawutis. So one teretz, one amele gives the teretz, mukhasem idmei. One amele gives the teretz, mukhasem ikitzvo. Rav Ashi says, no, it doesn't have to be mukhasem ikitzvo. It doesn't have to be mukhasem idmei. It can be, we are dealing with the mukhasakum. And then, the Gemara mentions that Rav Akiva, even though he says, gezlakum is osam natoro, but he distinguishes between gezlum and akos alvos. So how does the Ram and the Ashbo explain this Gemara? They explain this Gemara, in other words, that Avroches Ameches is like Avroches Alvose. And according to Rabbi Akiva, only Gezel Ben is Ose. Avroches Alvose is Muta. So Mimele, the Melech Akum sold the Meches to a Jew, then Avroches Alvose is going with Ose. But if he didn't sell it, so even though the collector is the Jew and others who doesn't collect one penny over and above what he's authorized to collect. So anyone who evades the tax from the collector is he's not in the suggestion because it's of course all was it. That's according to the Ran and the Rashbo. But the Rambam explains Ravashi Steretz, Ravashi Omar Bimuche Sakum. So it doesn't mean because it's muter to be nachia the meches of the melech akum. It means the muches akum because an akum stam akum is a gazlan, so he collects more than he's authorized. So that's the reason why you're allowed to be mafia. But if the collector happens to be a Jew, even though the melech didn't sell the meches to the Jew, he just told him to collect it. So anyone who evades this tax is in Ramis Agadu. Memele, the same thing, suppose the tax collector is an apple, but he is honest. He doesn't collect more than he's authorized. So then he's also in Ramis Agadu. So that's the kasha that is raised by the Mishneh, by all the Nesikeim against the Rambam. But the Gemara appears to be saying that the reason is why B'muches Akum, so it's muta to be Matriach Sameches, there is no Itagezbo, is because of course Alvose is muta. So we see that not paying the tax is of course Alvose. And of course Alvose is muta. So even if the tax collector is honest, he should be allowed to avoid paying the tax. That's the cash. And then the Rambam Here the Gemara says on the business why it's mutar to be mavriya the meches. If the meches is an akum, is because of course alvose is mutar, and the Rambam paskins at the beginning of the zayle that of course alvose is also. The Rambam says pelchalav meches zayle halocha alav halocha deis. Ko agedos chavidas shel tefut deiver loyses say shenem alitim. Then he says the otel rikzayl kol shemud in table. After the apple muscle, we go for your oshke. We go for your oshke yavse. Now, so he says, after the apple muscle, we go for your oshke. Now, then the Rambam defines Eishet. Izeu geizeo. Ze alikei achmom en odem chazoke, ki in shechot at miyodem mitalteru. O shenich das roshusi shalu yivutzin abayim. Vi notom misham keli. O shetok adbeadeu vidhemte, vimishtamitzen. O shiyoradu sechodeu vlochel, vyochel pereseo. וכל קייצי בזה הוא גזר, שנאמר ויגר חמיס נראה מצרי. איזהו אישק, זה שבו מומר חביר לשחיות בברצין הבעלי, וכי בשתבו כל שהמומר נפרד חזוק עבור לא ירזירה. כי בואי שהוי שהוי רביעת חביר להאובו יהיו סחירס, והוא תבי ויוכל להיצי ממנו, מפני שהוא אלום בקושי. ועל זה נאמר לסעד של ישראל. So the Rambam says, first, after the Akum was going to go to the Roshke, and in the defining Eishek, he explains if somebody borrowed money and he doesn't pay back, or if someone bought goods on credit and he doesn't pay for it, so that's Eishek. If you take away ABN, then it's guest. But if you don't pay what you owe to another person, that's Eishek. And that's Eishek. And the Rambam says that after Akum was going to go to the Roshke. So the Rambam passes in so many words that of course our body is also. And here the Gemara says, of course our body is also. So that's the cash. Now, the Mordechai Kedushin, it's towards the end of the first parak. It's on the sugya really of the Akum Yerusha Sovid Batel. I mean, in this Mordechai, it's the Omid Beis of the first Omid in the Mordechai Kedushin. The second one, Kosaf Marav Tzodigoy, the Hikim. So then, in brackets, it's mentioned Hifki. So somebody made the correction here. But Hikif is very good, I mean, you don't have to make a correction. Hikif means if somebody bought goods from an Akum. If somebody bought goods from an Akum, in Hikif, and credit. So he owes a chayv to the seller, the Akum, only. Or in Hilvoi Yitichovim Yisrael, or in Yitichovim, lent money to Yisrael. Umes, and then the Yitichovim died. Imeili Marzir, Meyershov Koibor. Ovin means an Ovin guest. So the one who doesn't return to the Yereshov Yitichovim, because Akum Yereshov is always back in Europe. So the Meile sins, the Yisrael bought goods from the Yitichovim. He has to pay, let's say, $100 for the goods. Or he borrowed $100 from the Lichovim. Then the Malve and the Lichovim died. So Akum Yerush is only Vatero, so he becomes Mechuyev to pay the $100 to the third. So maybe if he doesn't pay, he Koyvov. So it involves an oven of guest. Because of Rav Yo, that came Yodu Al Yoshin, or Lachirim Shehu Chai. Kim Shetevin is the Havi guest. Only if the Yerush knows that his father lent money to the Yisrael. Or even if the Yerush, the son of the Achim, doesn't know. But the other people, other going know. So, I mean, it is something that
that could become known. So then, could be suggested. So one could say, since he distinguishes the case where the goy knows, or other goy know, other Jews know, and the case where no one knows, and the only one who knows is the Levi, that it's because of Chil Hashem, but it's not because of Chil Hashem. He says, "Dafkin gedual yoshin la'achidim shelchay, kim shetein leisei avigez, v'kayim alom ba'agvizel ba'aschad, v'zil zet chobim mosach, avol min gedual yoshin, oy la'achidim, loy mikre gedo." So not because then there is no Chil Hashem. No, it's not just on the basis of Chil Hashem. It's the Yis HaGezbo because Gezbo HaKum is Osir. And we see from the Mordechai that of course Alvos is also Osir. He's talking of a case where Yisroel borrowed money from an Eved Chovet. But he says, as long as the Eved Chovet is alive, so he's certainly Koyev of in Gezbo. But if the Malvedites and the Yeresh doesn't even know that the father lent money to Israel. And others don't know either. The only one who knows, the Levi himself. So then, he's not the Chuyif. That's not the Chuyif. Why? V'kayim lo ba'di lo basre, v'kayim lo chobim ota, avo li min yodu al yoshin lo ila achirin, lo yikhe gezel, lo yikhe gezel rak miyad lo yad, יחסיב היקסל הסחניס מיר המצרי, ודומי די אוכלתו את העמים שהוא ילד במזרח. That's a more time. And there are more passages in Shulchanorot like this. In Kuna Reish Pegimu. Ha'akum יש וסביב בפיו. So then he says, there are more. וישראל שיחי ועקום, ומאיס, אם אין עקום ידע מזה, אין חי ופרי על ירשע. פרי על ירשע. בוא, בשני זה עקו את עובות של גבודה. זה עקו את עובות של. So apparently the more חי, and this is תקו ברמור, that עקו את עובות של is not מותר under all circumstances. עקו את עובות של is mutter an der 30 Sekunde. As a matter of fact, many of the people who quote the Russian of Rashi and Rokamu, but in our text, it doesn't appear, that of course, our voice is sheim is ever mamish, ki geim sheo akum hilvo li yisroya, u meisa, ve yayere sheim yedea. In our Rashi doesn't appear, but many of the people who quote the Russian of Rashi. As a matter of fact, so, whether I mean, in our text, there is a different difference, but Rashi doesn't, our text, Rashi doesn't say anything to the contrary. But it's clear that according to the Mordechai, so that when the Gemara say, of course, I was in Mutter, only when there is a chayim due to the Akum, and the Akum doesn't know about it. And Achayim don't know either. But the only one who knows is the lady. Then, so by Israel is also, he's in such a case. And by Achim is Muda, not because of Chil Hashem, he says, Koi Bov and Gezo. He says, Valut Dumye di Valut Chut Hanit Nera Mitzvah. So since it's not known, it's not Dumye, Yor Chalte Zaham. And it's not Dumye, Valut Chut Hanit Nera Mitzvah. Now what's the Shabbat? So the Tma and the Rageo explain it. He says like this, Imin Achim Yehdi, אבו אם יש לי עקום ושור עקום דיינים, זה כוי בו. כן כותב שם המון. ונראה דעתם הוא, כאילו דעקום ירש את זאת, הוא בכלל זילת. וזה לא עקום עושה. אבל אם אני מבין, הוא בכלל עבי זה. זאת אומרת, נעבד זה יפה שזה עושה כותב, הוא מצוף. אז תיב עצמנו הוא מצוף. So we stop it also not in Mahatma. So we learn how it comes that possibly that Abid HaTakum is Macha Shebol Yodi is Muta. So it's a special Heter and Abid HaTakum. So the Mele, so this has, what is Abid HaTakum? More. So the concept of Abid can apply to Shebudim as well. I mean, one could say, when is the Tayach to apply the concept of Obu to Abid HaTakum? Something tangible.
You can say it's wrong. But the wooden and the desert, an intangible thing, okay? It's not shy to say of it. So the Sma says no. If even the Shem of it can be how even on the wooden. So Mele, Ethan Israel, borrowed, let's say, $100 from an Akku. And then the Akku, the mouth of dies. And the Yiddish doesn't know. And the Chayim doesn't know either. And the only one who knows is the Ranger. So the man like this, Chayim is always. And then the Chayim is always. And then the Chayim is always. Now, the question of Isaiah is one. He is on the basis. He is on the basis of the fact that he saw you. So why does he mention, why does the Ramah mention this only in respect to our world? Now, the lesson, the original text, the lesson of the original text in the Mordecai world. Being hidden or healed. So then in brackets it is mentioned hit. In other words, he makes it correct. Instead of hitting somebody, I don't know who it is, somebody made a correction, Hagoye hit. I don't think that it, that there is that the correction is found. On the contrary, hitting is very good. Hitting means that there is no bear. This is me. He was good and fresh. And then he told me, he'll pay it later. And then the seller died. And the heir, the one who is entitled to the money, to the purchase money, so that the heir, the one who is entitled, doesn't know about it. And that heir don't know either. Who the only one knows is the buyer. So we made them smoother because it's over.